Years ago, there was a hair color commercial on television that asked, "Does she or doesn't she?" Now, a similar question has surfaced about President Trump and what he did or didn't say at a meeting last week. But as is becoming more and more common in politics, the two sides are taking diametrically opposite positions. Obviously, both sides can't be right, so one side or another is, again, lying to the public. Broadcast stations, because they are regulated by the Federal Communications Commission, tread a fine line between decent and indecent material. There is no one standard broadcasters can rely on, and stations will probably face lawsuits by upset viewers and listeners who will say the use of the word was indecent. Broadcast news operations will say they had to use the word in context in order to explain what all of the fuss was about. But without taking a position one way or the other, today's public isn't the first to be caught in the presidential language conundrum. In the early 1970s, the public was shocked to hear the language used by President Nixon on the Watergate tapes. Presidents were supposed to always use genteel language, with no hint of the salacious or scandalous. It's also noteworthy that public acceptance of the words broadcasters use has certainly changed over the years. Some people would say the language has gotten worse. Others would say it has just become more honest. And of course, there's the consideration that words have no intrinsic meaning. That is, words only mean what we say they mean, and those meanings can change over the years. The very dynamic of language change thus plays a role. So, did he or didn't he? The answer, as usual, is maybe yes, maybe no. I'm Larry Burris.